From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The latest U.S. pork export results showed an uptick in shipments to Japan, the leading value destination for U.S. pork. After trending lower through the first 4 months of the year, May pork exports to Japan increased 5% from a year ago, while export value, up 3%, was the highest in 18 months. But January through May exports to Japan were still below last year's pace. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Aaron Borer says this is largely due to a decline in U.S. shipments of ground seasoned pork. The Chinese government has given the go-ahead for five companies to buy up to 3 million tons of U.S. soybeans free of retaliatory tariffs as trade negotiations between our two nations continues. According to AgWeb.com, the retaliatory tariff-free quota for 2 to 3 million tons will be part of a goodwill gesture toward the U.S., and there could be a second round of exemptions depending on how trade talks progress. And Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer's trip to Shanghai this week gives hope that China will soon start purchasing more American farm goods, something the president views as a vital part of resolving the trade war. Politico's Adam Bassuti tells AgriMarketing.com administration officials have criticized China for not upholding its promise last month at the G20 summit to buy 20 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans. So far, China has bought just over 13 million. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.